commemoration of Shah Cheragh. Hello dear listeners, and welcome to a special feature on a revered saint of the Holy Prophet's household who reposes in peace in the Iranian city of Shiraz in southern Iran. Please stay with us. We are in the month of Zilqa'de and basking in the Dahiya Karamat, or the 10 days of munificence that we observe every year in this sacred month of Zilqa'de, beginning with the birth anniversary of our Innocent Lady of Qom, Hazrat Fatimah Ma'sumah, peace be upon her, and culminating with the birthday of her brother, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, the 8th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, who reposes in eternal peace in the city of Mashhad in Khorasan province in northeastern Iran. During this period, Iranians hold special commemorative ceremonies at the shrines of the sons of Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him, that dot the country, such as Imam Zadeh Hamze in Shahr-e-Ray, in the Grand Mausoleum of Hazrat Shah Abdulazim Hassani, Imam Zadeh Saleh in Tajrish, in north of Tehran, and most important of all, at Imam Zadeh Shah Cheragh in the city of Shiraz in southern Iran. For your information, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has declared Shiraz to be the third holiest city in Iran after Mashhad and Qom. It is the city where, besides Shah Cheragh, literally the King of Lanterns, whose real name is Ahmad ibn Musa, two other sons of the seventh Imam have their shrines, as well as a grandson. This is indicative of the devotion of the Iranian people for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, or the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In view of these facts, the Islamic Republic of Iran has designated the 6th of the month of Zilqa'de as commemoration day for Shah Cheragh, as part of the Dahiya Karamat, or the 10 days of munificence celebrations. So dear listeners, let us briefly explain in this radio program, especially for the benefit of those listeners living abroad, of the high status of Sayyid Ahmad ibn Musa al-Kazem, peace be upon him, known popularly as Shah Cheragh, because of a miraculous incident. Born in the city of Medina, he was loyal to his elder brother, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him. He was very knowledgeable and at the same time very generous and brave. He has transmitted several hadith from his father and ancestors. He also transcribed the whole of the Noble Quran with his handwriting. During his lifetime, he emancipated over 1,000 slaves by purchasing the poor people of other lands captured by Arab bandits and then setting them free. Following the martyrdom of Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him, in Baghdad, Sayyid Ahmad, along with his friends and followers, pledged allegiance to Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, as a divinely decreed heir of the Holy Prophet. Years later, in 201 AH, when Imam Reza, peace be upon him, was forced by the tyrant Ma'mun, the self-styled caliph of the usurper Abbasid regime, to leave the city of Medina and come to his capital in distant Khorasan, Sayyid Ahmad ibn Musa, peace be upon him, along with some of his brothers, decided to proceed to Iran to join him. in 203 AH, while this noble entourage was in Shiraz on their way to Khorasan, news reached of the martyrdom of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, through a fatal dose of poison by the tyrant Ma'mun. Ma'mun, who was an enemy of the Prophet's family, now decided to murder the other brothers of the martyred Imam. He ordered the governors of Fars province to confront and kill Sayyid Ahmad ibn Musa and his entourage. A battle ensued and lasted for 3 days, at the end of which the noble defenders were martyred. Sayyid Ahmad was buried in his armor in the public graveyard in the city of Shiraz. Years later, when this son of the seventh Imam was almost forgotten, people began to see light emanating from the graveyard in Shiraz. When a scholar of repute was notified of the matter, he resolved to investigate it. One night, he traced the light to a grave, and the following morning gave permission for its exhumation. To the pleasant surprise of all those assembled at the site, the corpse that emerged was the bright visage, remarkably fresh and clad in armour, with a ring on a finger on the right hand bearing the inscription, Al-Izzatu Lillah Ahmad ibn Musa, which means all dignity belongs to God, Ahmad, son of Musa. Since then, Ahmad ibn Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, became famous as Shah-e-Chiraq. The first shrine, with a dome and colonnaded porch, was built over his tomb in 1130s AD by the Seljuq vizier Atabek Abu Sa'id Zangi some 2.5 centuries after his martyrdom. Roughly 200 years later, Queen Tash Khatun, the mother of the local Mongol Muslim rulers of Fars, Shah Abu Ishaq, in Jew, during the years 1344 to 1349 AD, corresponding to 745 to 750 AH, built a hall of audience, a college, and presented to the shrine a unique Quran written in golden sulfs, characters by the calligraphist Yahya Jamali. This magnificent Holy Quran is preserved in the Pars Museum. Shah Ismail I, who established the Safavid dynasty, ordered expansion of the mausoleum in 1506. Later, the Qajaris embellished it. The shrine is an exquisite showcase of Iranian arts in the city of Shiraz. The decorative work in mosaic of mirror glass, the inscriptions in stucco, the ornamentation, the doors covered with panels of silver, the portico and the wide courtyard are most attractive. Two short minarets situated at each end of the columned portico add impressiveness to the mausoleum and to the spacious courtyard which surrounds it on three sides. Today, the shrine of Sayyid Ahmad ibn Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, has been reconstructed on a grand scale by the Islamic Republic of Iran to accommodate the growing number of pilgrims who visit this shrine in Shiraz. Enclosed within its precincts is the shrine of Shah-e-Chiraq's brother, Sayyid Muhammad, who also has been endowed with miraculous powers by God Almighty to answer to the needs of the faithful.